to the Chicago Tomahawk. I'm Mike, and today I'm going to be going over the Blackhawks goalies from this past season. Now, when this season started, it seemed like we were going to be pushing for something. Signed Seth Jones. We also signed Marc-Andre Fleury. And, you know, these were two big signings for the Blackhawks, especially for a team that was said to be, kind of rebuilding on the fly a bit. They also got Jake McCabe, who was supposed to help shore up that defensive end. And we all know what happened. So I think that Marc-Andre Fleury came out. He played well a very large majority of the time. He also had some rough games. But that does not, that shouldn't take away from the effort that he put out and for what he brought to the team as a teammate. I thought that he played pretty well, and I thought that he was going to stick around for at least until the end of the season and get traded off, but that was not the case. He went to Minnesota, and he had some success there. I thought that he played pretty well up until, until the playoffs. But he was supposed to be a piece that was supposed to kind of give us a chance to make the playoffs. And with his play, he did give us that chance to be a winner most nights. But, you know, the offense failed him, and he really couldn't, he couldn't keep the Hawks into a, 2-0 game because the defense was just so terrible. So on top of that, we had Kevin Lankinen, who was supposed to be kind of like a new starter in the wings, going to be under, Marc-Andre Fleury's wing, so to speak, for the season. That didn't happen. He was supposed to be able to get, a start here and there. He practically didn't get any starts. Marc-Andre Fleury took on a huge, huge workload, and Lankinen was kind of, just left out there kind of in the breeze. It was finally his turn to, after we traded Marc-Andre Fleury, it was finally his time to get in there, and he was cold. He didn't play very well. And to be honest with you, I didn't think that he had a very good opportunity. Now, this is obviously something that is very common with the Blackhawks as of recently. We got Kirby Dach. He was a great, great prospect coming out. He was badly managed by the Blackhawks with his development. Same thing with Kevin Lankinen. He had a really pretty good start to his season last year, won the net from Malcolm Subban and Colin Delia. It could have been because they were so atrocious and he was somewhat serviceable that it made him look better than what he was. But much to my surprise, he was not extended a qualifying offer at the end of the season. So he's gone now. Arvid Soderblom came up from Rockford. He actually looked pretty good. Obviously, he's not ready for the NHL yet. Young kid, 22 years old, needs some seasoning down there in Rockford, but he's a big kid. He's able to move around in his crease, and he doesn't seem like he's flopping around all around the crease. But he seems to be somewhat serviceable. Looks like the Hawks are going to be sticking with him. He's going to be down on Rockford. And we had Colin Delia. Delia had, a lot of opportunities to kind of come up and steal the crease, I would say over the past 2 years, 2-3 years. And it seems like he's just in the elite. He's like just an elite AHL goalie. I think that he plays really well down there, but when it's time for him to come up to the NHL, he doesn't play very well. He just can't make that jump up to the big leagues. At least that's what it seems like to me. He's going off to Vancouver, and we'll see how he does over there. But all in all, considering what had happened this season, what's going on with the lack of production, lack of development for Lankinen, what they ended up doing with Marc-Andre Fleury, Colin Delia kind of just a body being there, and Arvid Soderblom, he's obviously the future in Rockford there. We've got a Peter Mrazek, who's going to be playing in net this year. Who knows? Maybe he comes out and has a good season. Maybe he's going to have a terrible season, which is what Kyle Davidson is hoping, so that we could, get the best chances we can at Connor Bedard for next offseason. But to be honest with you, I'm not sure how this, how the Blackhawks crease is going to look, this coming season. Is Mrazek going to be able to stay healthy? Is he going to be able to, say, put out, you know, a decent effort? Because, you know, as fans, you know, it's really hard for an organization to tell you, hey, we're going to go out there and we're not going to win any games. We're going to tank, but we want you to come in. We want you to spend your money. We want you to buy jerseys. We want you to buy memorabilia and continue to support the team. But we're putting a team out there that is not going to play very well. They can't necessarily just go out there and say something like that because, well, obviously it's not right. It's pretty hard to tell players that you're signing to play that essentially that they're not very good and they're only there so that they can tank, so they can get somebody better and they can be shipped off later. So that seems to be the plan for the Blackhawks going into next season. I don't know how I feel about that, but that seems to be the plan. The goalie situation doesn't look any better. We have a lot of young kids playing, going to have a lot of young kids coming up and getting an opportunity with the big club to play. And I think that that's interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. But I don't think we have any goalie prospects that are necessarily ready for the NHL to come up so that we can see it. Like I said, Soderblom did not look ready last season. He did not look like he was going to be ready at any time. I think that he's going to need a few seasons of seasoning down there in the AHL to get used to the, you know, the long hockey season. And before he gets a really good shot at making the big leagues. So we'll see about that. But that's where we're at with the goalie position. We've gone over all the positions. We're really looking forward to next season in a way where, you know, we're ready for some hockey. It's like that end of summer is kind of approaching and it's hockey season, even though, like I said, I'm not sure what we have to root for this year, but we still have hockey coming. I'm a hockey fan. I'm a Blackhawks fan. I love watching the Blackhawks. I don't necessarily like watching them lose, but I love watching my team. I stick behind my team no matter what. And I am excited for the Indian Head to be back on the ice again. So we'll see how that goes. Something that I do want to tell everybody about is we've got a new sponsor for the podcast, Liquid IV. It's a product that I use, and I use it every single day. I either before a workout or maybe after a run. So a lot of times I have it in the middle of the day so that I can make sure that I get myself hydrated so that when I run later on in the evening, I know that I'm good to go. You need to check out Liquid IV. They have this patented CTT transport system where it's able to feed your body electrolytes and hydrate you faster than what typically water does. Now, I'm not saying that not to go out there and drink water. What I'm saying is that this isn't a supplement for water. It's a good additive to your daily routine to help keep you hydrated. I don't know about everybody else. Sometimes I have a hard time staying hydrated. This is for everybody. My wife uses it to help keep her hydrated. I have a hard time just sitting there drinking all the water that I'm supposed to during the day, but this helps out. It's great stuff. They have a lot of flavors like passion fruit, strawberry. They have a tangerine flavor that gives you immune support. I took this stuff while I had COVID last year. It really helped keep me hydrated, and I stand behind it 1% as something that I use. So use our code Chicago Tomahawk. It doesn't matter if it's all uppercase or all lowercase. Doesn't matter. Chicago Tomahawk. I'm going to leave a link in the description, and you'll get 15% off every order that you use underneath our code. Okay, so check out Liquid IV. It's great. I use it all the time. It helps keep you hydrated. My wife uses it. I use it, and you know, it's a great additive to your daily nutrition and your daily hydration needs. All right, guys, that's all that I got for you tonight. We'll catch you on the next one. This is the Tomahawk, and we're out of here.